Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life in Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for joining in to the program tonight. Sorry we're a little bit behind, but we're very excited to have in a studio for you right now, live, playing a fantastic set, I'm sure, in studio once again. Well, not once again, just starting right now. This is Yep. Enjoy.
classic summertime. Nine hearts sent from fishing line.
Rush out to them fishing
line. Wipe on the screen like a man.
Drink the ballad.
Dream of symmetry.
Seven up, since you can't see at home.
This next song is about Columbo. There's no words.
Thank you.
more thing. Madison is on the keyboards, Craig is on the bass, and I am Gil on the drums, as you can see. Just wave if you can see me. This is our last song. It's about a name. Yeah. Ready? One, two. Thanks for Yep.
That was Yep, everybody. This is CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I'm the host for tonight. Sound engineering tonight is Jay Arner. Do not go anywhere. The show is not even close to being over yet. The band will be joining me in studio to chat about life, universe, and everything very shortly. But now, enjoy a few messages from CITR shows, etc., etc.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I
breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across it and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making
it. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Tune in to Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nardwar Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
A good sound versus a bad sound. Now what is a sound? We detect it and we feel it.
Soca music can be best described as jump up music. During carnival time, we party, or as we say, fet. We jump in the streets, and soca music is definitely the driving force.
Because ka is the first letter in the Sanskrit alphabet. It represents movement, and soca is the power of movement.
But soca is going to be the one that will repeat. Yeah, the people jumping all the time. Because soca is really an irresistible beat. And I would really look at it as the ultimate dance music. And for a lot of people who have never heard it before, the minute they hear it, they're hooked on it.
No, you're inside the Soca Storm.
Every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., listen to Soca Storm on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
Hello, you are still listening to CITR Radio. 101.9 FM is where you get us on the dial. CITR.ca is where you get us on the internet. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I'm Ben. I'm now joined in studio by Yep. Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for playing a set. If you're just joining us, meaning the radio listeners out there, you missed a great set from the band Yep.
You blew it.
You blew it until tomorrow, where you can listen to it on the what's that thing called, podcast. It'll be on the internet, unless the internet goes away. Who knows?
It could be tomorrow.
This could be it.
It's belated Y2K.
Yeah. So who knows? So, do you want to maybe introduce yourself to the listeners out there in Radioland, or someone wants to introduce
you? You first.
You go ahead, Craig.
Okay, I'm Craig. I'm Craig Stensrud. I play bass in the band.
Don't give away your last name. They could find you.
I'm Madison. I will not be revealing my last name. Mayhew.
Whoa.
I play keyboards in the band.
Hi, I'm Gil. I play drums.
Perfect.
Gledsky.
No, I'm the only one. I'm the only one. Do you know what that information, what the listeners could do?
I feel like by proxy, you're screwed already. Usually,
that's true.
Just like, you know, a lot of the time they're saying, speak on the internet. This is the internet. This is a show about privacy and stuff. It's not what you give away. It's what your friends, like.
That's true.
Like if your friend's phone, quote unquote, got hacked or whatever, like their contact list is the one that gets.
That's so true.
Out there, yeah. Like your address, your photos that they have. Anyways.
Luckily, we rent in Vancouver, so we move like every year. Good luck, hackers.
Good luck.
Do not attempt to hack you.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't text people, so they'd only see, like, my favorite emoji, which is the cowboy one.
Oh, perfect. That's a good one.
Revealing.
Can we talk a bit about the band? How did the band come about? No, you've been around for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you played at least a year plus ago,
yeah,
if not longer.
Yeah, I think we've been playing shows for 2 years now, and it took us about a year before that to learn enough songs to play a show.
But also, we were just like not good enough at our own music
to
show our faces publicly.
Make it presentable. But yeah, these two have been playing music together for 12
since high school.
Yeah.
12 years? That's not true.
Ages.
Madison and I went to high school together.
And elementary school.
Oh yeah, we weren't like.
You had a band in elementary.
We were feuding.
We hated each other.
No.
No. We had a band in high school together, and then we moved here, and we were in different bands. I joined a band that Craig was in, which is how we met.
Great speckled fiddle air. We still play with
yeah.
them as well.
Where were you in high school? Where are you from?
We're from Comox on Vancouver Island.
Okay. And what kind of, you have a band in high school? Like what kind of band? is there a name?
It's really good.
It's called American Supine. It's like really
American, sorry?
But like
supine.
Like
lying
supine.
Like that position you can go in on your, it's on the
what
floor.
Face
it's the American Sublime.
American Sublime, no. Yeah, we're like the band Sublime, but American. Imagine that in your mind's eye.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I don't know, like poppy, punky, indie.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Yeah.
There was some bad lyrics. We had a surf rock
there
song.
There were some bad lyrics. There were some good lyrics.
There was some. We
had a surf rock song.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
The band.
Craig
yeah.
likes
well,
it.
Well, define like what's good lyric versus bad. Like, what's do you mind saying?
Just like being a teen and being
right.
like.
I think you're just more embarrassed about looking back.
I made
at
a like
your
clutching.
Own...
I don't know.
No.
I think yeah.
But maybe it's more real, no?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a precious time
maybe,
we'll never return to.
Maybe the person you were as a teen was actually the real you.
Wow.
Yeah. I just opened my eyes really wide and I looked at Craig.
You know, at that time, you know, it's and so this, so when did you play your first show as Yelp? So you were like stewing, you're just like.
Yeah, we were you were just simmering.
Simmer, yeah.
It was at the Toast Collective.
Well, we debuted at a house party.
Yeah,
at
secret
a
debut.
Oh. House.
Yeah.
That was May of 2017, I want to say.
Yeah.
Really?
It was the Psychic Alliance release after party.
Oh.
So whenever that album was released,
right.
That is the day of our first show. And then we officially debuted at the Toast Collective soon thereafter.
Was it really that not? Oh, wow. I thought we've been doing stuff for since like 20. Well, we've been playing since 2016. But
yeah.
Wow, the time it just flies.
And was it how was it first? Like, was it easy? How should we just doing it more, or was it more?
It was terrifying. I've never had so much stage anxiety as I had in this band.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about, like I play guitar and bass in other bands, and it's always been just, like, easier and less scary, but the keyboards freaked me out a lot more. Even though it's, like, the instrument I learned growing up and stuff, I'm far more comfortable on them, but not on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess just, like, the mental math I have to do while playing is, like, easily five times more than any other band I've played in.
Right.
So definitely the first few shows we played, actually probably like the first year of shows we played, every show I was like, let's roll the dice and see how this one goes.
A big factor for me too is probably like, it's, because it's more complicated, like technical stuff than I'm used to. I can't use alcohol to ease my anxiety at shows as much. So that is probably a big factor too.
Yeah, you just have to do it afterwards.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and was the first show at House Party, is that easier or harder than, like, an actual, like, the Toast Collective show? Or is it you're just more drunk? But how big is, like, Psychic Alliance is, like, 65 people in the band.
Oh, my God.
Like, they didn't have the full choir.
The entire house.
They did actually have a show prior, but...
Yeah,
with the full choir and the puppets and stuff.
Yeah,
and then we were just a little three of us.
Like, so it's basically just you and Sekla, that's it, that's everyone in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We played three songs.
I think we had three songs right at that point.
Yeah, it was like amongst friends.
But it's also, as you may have noticed, not really the most, like, danceable, party-friendly music. So kind of a bit of awkwardness in that regard was just, like, are we driving everybody out of the house?
People can dance. You can dance to whatever you want.
Well, for those who can't see, there's currently a group breakdancing.
Yeah, there's some people
outside of the studio right now, and they seem to be really picking up on what we were putting down.
Yeah, I cannot describe how much joy it brought me when we were playing just now, 20 minutes ago, to look out of the window and see the group of breakdancers.
And pretend that
they obviously have other music going on out there, but to me, they're dancing to our music.
They have been here almost every week, except for they weren't here last week, so I kind of missed them. But there's also like a dance club sometimes before that, like not break dancing, but more, I don't know what's the opposite. It's not the opposite.
Just fixed dance.
If someone could invite them to our show tomorrow,
I think it would be cool to have backup dancers.
Yeah.
Like, if we really want to bring our live act to the next level.
Whenever that thing happens where there's only three of us and the stage is too big, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Might be a bit tight at the Toast Collective.
Definitely.
But
we could. It could
but
be like
allow
a,
to squeeze in.
What are those called? A flash mob.
Only breakdancers allowed in.
Yeah. Well, like, they'll just start thrashing.
Oh my God, he's spinning on his head. Okay.
Okay, we need to...
Okay, sorry.
I should have put a
I wish everybody could see this. Yeah. It's amazing.
I should have shot some videos and start off the video with it. Before we go too much further, let's talk about the show tomorrow. It is at the Toast Collective.
Yeah.
And you're playing with Cave Girl,
mm-hmm.
Garbage Dreams,
mm-hmm.
and Be Afraid.
Yeah, we're very excited.
And during the break, just so people know, I played a song from Be Afraid and I played a song from Garbage Dreams, in case you're wondering what was in between the live set and this interview. But yeah, so that's at the Toast Collective. This should be a really fun show. I don't know what else to say. But
Be Afraid is one of my very
afraid.
Favorite bands, and it'll be my first time seeing either the other bands, but I really look forward to it.
I think Cave Girl might have been one of the first bands that I played a show with in Vancouver.
No kidding.
Maybe. They've been around for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, they're one of the first bands I saw in Vancouver.
Yeah,
I think, definitely.
Maybe
and
that
like
would
old
be
Red
was it the same show.
Oh my god, maybe.
Yeah, so I'm excited to play with them again.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything special for your set tomorrow? Any?
Well, we didn't. Since we assumed everybody is going to both listen tonight and
yeah.
the show tomorrow, we're doing two complete. I think we have no overlap.
Yeah,
we are.
Let's play everything we didn't play on the radio.
We are debuting a totally new look. We're all going to the salon tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
getting perms. Just like maximum volume on the hair.
Yeah, new hairdos.
New hairdos.
New songs.
Yeah, as you should at the, you know, it's.
It's
pull out the stops. Pulls all the yeah, it's Friday yeah. night. Friday night, you got to do what you got to do.
Friday night, yeah.
And another thing is, so I was looking at your Facebook, and they said is you have a video coming at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That, is
yeah,
that we have this planned.
Yeah.
We have a single we recorded about a year ago.
Over a year ago now.
And a video in the works that are going to come out at the same time.
Yeah, it's wild. We took like, I think, yeah, we recorded last January, just two songs, and we think we did them in about a day and a half, a day or so.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, this will be great. We'll have it up in like, the next couple
so
weeks.
So it's the last day of January now, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. It's been a year. So it took a while just with our schedules, and we were working with Joe of Joe Past, recorded us, and then hit the big time and went on tour and everything. So between our schedules and his,
I don't think that was the only factor.
Well, no,
you know,
there's scheduling issues
big famous.
Between he was out of town a lot and we were out of town. Anyways, it took forever to get
just two famous
the mixes and masters done, and then finally that was done like the end of summer, and it's like, wow, that's a crazy long time. Now let's think about to get two songs done. It's like, now let's think about making a video. And then we decided to do an animated video, and that's
that was your first mistake.
The length of time. So yeah, we're anticipating a single release and video.
Mm-hmm. A video that Flavor Cell is working on, which is really exciting.
Is it a fully animated video?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A, oh.
So,
yeah, and well, there's a brief cameo from the band.
Don't
members.
Give it away. Oh.
Well, I think we are animated.
No, we gave
in
it away
sense.
On our Facebook already.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for a song about
yeah,
bikes.
But it, yeah, Gil's an animator, and Gil belongs to a really cool, innovative, fresh animation collective called Flavor Cell, and a lot of the members, the Flavor Cell team, came on board to make this video for us. It's kind of like an anthology.
Yeah, it's a big mashup of different of everybody's different
oh,
styles.
Sweet. That's awesome.
So,
yeah, that
yeah.
sounds like. Very exciting. But when? No, you don't. That's a
if
question.
Any of them are listening, February 5th.
Oh God!
Deadline.
Whoa!
Oh
that's
my God!
Like,
yeah,
that's
you
like...
sent that message. It's like, so how's everyone feeling about that deadline next week?
Nothing.
No. Yeah.
And it's all
don't air your dirty laundry on the radio.
Wow. Everyone's doing great though. Everything
yeah.
we've seen is
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, everything we've seen is really sick. It's gonna be good. I think.
Yeah.
Vampire, it's gonna be awesome.
And. Also, another thing I kind of want to talk about is, yeah, you're on the, you posted, I've got that one from your Facebook, and your Facebook, what's the word, handle? Not a handle.
Yeah.
Your nickname?
Sure.
Red Hot Chili Yuppers is
yeah.
what it is. And I think where it came about was Gail was on the show to talk about music waste, I think, a year ago with, like,
right.
Ali.
I remember that. Like,
I think
yeah.
we played a song from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Gail was like, "Oh yeah, I remember them having a website." And it's like it's like a pun on something. And he just listed all these like
yeah.
random
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I remember that Gail being just
yeah,
like, "Why is Red
ones.
Hot Chili Peppers in my head? Why has this come to me?"
He
yeah.
just loves the chili so much.
Yeah, yeah. And he also have, but he also said there's like other thing like the pepperoni. No,
oh,
yepperoni.
That's our email.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yepperoncini.
Yepperoncini.
If you ever need to get a hold of us via email.
Yeah, and.
Is there any? I was so actually before, I thought of actually before I go to bed yesterday. I was like, oh, I'm gonna like come up with all these like yep puns.
Please lay them on me.
And then accept that I totally forgot until
oh,
now.
No.
Well, you thought of so the only thing about it, why Red Hot Chili Yuppers and not Yep Hot Chili Peppers?
What?
Well,
it could be Yep Hot Chili
Yuppers.
Yep.
This is
really
this is going to a dark place.
Yeah.
Are you at all a Red Hot Chili Pepper fans?
No, I don't know. Being from the island as we are, it's like got such an overload.
Yeah, if you're a teen boy
in high school that didn't have a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover.
Yeah, if you're a teen boy from the North Island, you're the formative years of your music learning experience is deeply soaked in Chili's riffs.
Right.
I could not have said that more poetically.
Thank you, beautiful. Madison. Madison's the one that's good with words, so I really like.
I've got a soft spot for the Peps.
But none of you have been in a Chili Peppers cover band.
I've been in a band that played one Chili Peppers cover. Yeah.
What was it?
Mellow Ship Slinky, something like that.
Is that the B flat pink umbrella minor one?
Yeah, he says some gross stuff in it.
I've never heard of that song before, but it sounds exactly like a Chili Peppers song. Like you could just put like two adjectives and then just like a noun and then about like a type of infrastructure and that's a Chili song.
It was before they started doing the state name rhyming thing.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they do? I don't even know.
Yeah, that's their kind of thing.
California. Yeah.
Alabama Slamma. All that,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I know somewhat, but I don't. Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I didn't
read Washington the, I didn't read Snoshington. That's when I came up.
They came on at my work the other day, and I skipped them, in fact.
Whoa. Yep. At work? At your sewing job?
Yeah.
Cool.
I put on a 90s soft rock playlist. And it was sweet. It was like the Cranberries for a while, and then it was all Red Hot Chili Peppers and... Who's that one?
That's Crash Test Dummies. Do you skip that one?
No, I was in the other room. Okay. I wasn't doing it. I had no choice. From the
what a great!
They got to put in some Canadian content.
What a great voice!
Yeah. That's incredible. Really.
That's why I started taking testosterone so I could sound like the Crash Test Dummies guy.
Superman.
Oh yeah, Craig.
Yeah.
me and Craig are juicing.
Yeah, juicing our voices lower. Yeah.
Crash Test Dummies from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Wow,
the
really?
Pride and joy.
Of I bet.
Yeah. It's either that or the Guess Who.
Yeah, basically. Two great bands.
So how does your band, speaking of, how you write your songs, or what is the process other than listening to Chili Peppers?
It's probably similar to the Chili Peppers. I bring in a funky in a funky bass part, and then I show it to these two.
What are you talking about? You're definitely the Anthony Kiedis of this group.
Yeah, kind of how it works is Craig will like work on Craig. I don't know. You like compulsively make new riffs constantly. It amazes me. And then every once in a while, you'll be allowed to show us one. And we'll be like, oh, what? Like, and then slowly. Like,
does it take you a while to perfect a song? Or before a song is ready for the public?
Upwards of 2 months to do one song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Various reasons.
Are you kind of like perfectionist? Or just?
It's just like so slow going. Like
I'm just dumb as hell.
Well, songs are complicated too, right?
It's a lot of memory work, and then things happen where, you know, the frustrating thing is we'll learn a part, we'll spend like 2 hours learning like 30 seconds of music, and then we won't get a chance to, we'll have shows or something will happen, we'll get a chance to play again for, work on it again for like 2 months, and then we have to learn that same 30 seconds.
Yeah, it involves a lot of like recording sound clips on our phone.
Yeah, but it's mostly like recording drum bits on your phone, and then like me having to like do like a forensic analysis of the phone, of your like nasty phone recording, trying to like decipher what toms I'm hitting.
And it'll be like, no, that's just the bus in the background.
Yeah.
If someone did like break into our phones, that's what they would get.
Just like garbled.
Well,
nonsense.
I could totally prank you by just getting like some field recordings of like buses passing.
Yeah, and be like,
traffic,
this was such a cool, such a cool fill you did. I'd be like, oh god.
And then every time I want to find a part, I have to go through like 20 different voice recordings named like Bass Groover, Sweet Bass,
Fat Jammer.
And well, so, and like, do they, once you have them out, like, do you change them? Like, for example, did the song that you recorded a year ago, is it still, do you still play it? Is it still the same, or is it different than what was recorded?
Pretty similar. We have a few improvised sections, but a lot of it's kind of
Especially once recording it, that's kind of like
when it's set. Yeah, solidify a lot of things, and then, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of songs that we've been playing for a year that we haven't recorded yet that recently Craig was like, hey, do you want to just completely change this part that you play? And I'm like, ah!
It's fun. It's are there plans of recording those and getting the, yeah. Or is it just one step at a time?
We love to. Well, we're going to get the one step. The first step will be getting this single out. We're about to put the tape order in, and then the video should be done in no time flat, and then and then we went from that. We're hopefully able to sell a few and make a bit of money back to record the next ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got about an album's worth of stuff ready to go, I think. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow,
so nice. Yeah, hopefully we get a chance soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. In studio with me right now, we have Yep. And now it's time to play everybody's favorite game. This is, what am I looking at? Oh, yeah, this one. Here we go.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you
Very simple classic game of Would You Rather. I have a deck of...
I'm so nervous.
A deck of various cards.
I feel like I'm at like a cool girl's like slumber party.
Except, oh, here we go. Oh, this is weird. Oh, yeah, it's just fine. It's not, it's okay. Well, it's not truth. You don't have to use that. Yeah, it's just, you can lie.
Oh.
Very simple, yeah. A bunch of decks of cards. There is these are like self-made cards from people sent me Would You Rather questions and or stuff I found on the internet.
Oh, fun!
There we go back to the word internet. And the classic just from a game kind of this is the kind of clean party edition and also the Zopmondo edition. So maybe some of these have multiple ones. Just pick your favorite one, and I would just maybe get you to pick one and maybe ask the rest of your band, or feel free to answer yourself.
Okay. So
who wants to go first?
Pick from either deck?
Yeah, just so you can shuffle through them and pick one. Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pick one blind.
Yeah.
Here we go.
If you really hate it, you can switch for another one. There's no one. There are no rules.
This one has a swear. All labor is skilled labor. That was about sound people. Yep. Here we go. Okay, this one's for Craig because I think he probably has a lot of opinions on it. Oh. Here's a Hello Kitty. She's doing like a little wink.
I do have a lot of opinions on Hello Kitty.
Yeah, this says, would you rather sit on a very cold toilet seat or a slightly warm toilet seat?
You know, I do have some opinions on that.
Yeah, I knew it.
I don't mind the slightly warm seat at all. I think people are so weird about using public toilets. Like, it's your butt. I don't know why people are so concerned about keeping...
I didn't say anything about a public toilet in this.
Well, I think that really plays into it, though, whether
what
it's
if it was your own personal toilet, but you are the only person that lives there, and... inexplicably it was warm when you sat down on it and you hadn't used it for like several hours.
I would call the police immediately.
It's a hello officer in my toilets.
I actually hello have officer. Called 911 while on the toilet.
Hello officer.
It was not the police one, it was the ambulance one.
My toilet is haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely the haunted toilet.
Haunted toilet,
answer.
It's
yeah.
good for you. What about you, Madison?
I don't know. I do the weird thing you're talking about where I don't want to think that anyone else in the universe has ever used the toilet, including myself. It's fresh toilet out of
the
box.
Cold seems
every
fresh
time.
Then, right? When the cold, yeah.
But it says very cold. Very cold. I think I would go for just slightly warm. That's fine with me. I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Butt germs.
I mean,
it's a cheat.
Listen. Yeah.
What if it's a hot summer day?
Is well
the
then,
really
I.
Cold one
well,
be the
if there's moisture,
we live in the
difference.
Tepid. Yeah. We live in the tepid city of the universe. Like it's just very tepid here. Oh,
the other part of the question, if you're from Europe or most parts of the world, is your bidet. Would you rather have freezing cold bidet water or extremely hot?
I actually own a hand bidet. It's like a hose. It's a hose.
It's great, but it's a great. I would. I've been considering
my,
that.
My
it's
old
just
roommate.
An aerosol can.
No. It's just like a hose. It's like a little hose got like a nozzle on it, and it is cold water, but
is it like from the tap, like freezing cold?
Not freezing cold. I don't know. It's just hygienic.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
My old roommate, Alia, who's Syrian, just like got me on to, just like the.
Most of the world have it. It's just North America.
I know. It's just why do we think that just toilet paper is good? Yeah. Like, just put some water on there. What are you afraid of?
Yeah, the ones in Japan are great because you can pick the temperature. And it's way
Whereas, mine is pretty like prehistoric, but I don't know how much more I need to talk about.
I'm like curious. I mean, it's good. It's a good. I don't know.
Hi, mom. I think I told her to listen. So.
It just means you're hygienic. It's nothing to be. Anyways.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I support it. I'm not afraid.
Different
Madison,
question.
You pick one.
Okay. I'm
taking
the top one.
Okay.
Remember when we literally, after we went to the bathroom, the three of us discussed and agreed no potty
we
talk.
Did do that. Hey, like, that was not my fault. That was God's choice.
It was in the cards.
Yeah, literally in the cards.
This one's
you got to do
too,
it into the mic.
This one's way too obvious.
Okay.
Would you rather have glow-in-the-dark hair or fart confetti for the rest of your life? One of those is sweet, and one of them is not sweet. Or is fart confetti meant to be sweet?
I think so.
Is it supposed to be like which
fart
one would you rather
confetti for the rest of your life?
So when you fart, it will be confetti, I guess.
But the glow-in-the-dark
that
hair...
That is a nightmare.
That would just fill you.
Glow-in-the-dark hair is sweet.
Is that for the rest of your life, too?
It doesn't specify. Would you rather have glow-in-the-dark hair for one day?
I think it's the rest of your life. I think all these are dark.
Wait a minute. Oh, you... When you... Excuse me. Pass gas. I don't want to say that filthy word.
Yeah.
Then confetti comes out. Not like you have confetti that smells like fart. Because that's what I interpreted it as originally.
Fart-scented confetti.
I don't know.
There's
I was like, why would you have that?
Fart-scented confetti is in your inventory for the rest of your life.
It's always on my person. I would definitely go with glow-in-the-dark hair, but definitely... Like, wait, on my head or just all over?
All over.
That's... pretty cool, but knowing me, it would keep me up at night.
That's the only thing. And you go to the theater, people are going to be like...
Turn your phone off.
Yeah.
My whole body is a phone.
Your hair down.
Great excuse to wear a hat.
Okay.
A hat over your whole body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me stick with this pile.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking...
Would you rather have the ability to shrink all your instruments and amps to pocket-sized whenever you want to, or get a free meal before every gig you play?
Oh, my. Whoa. That's kind of a deprived, like, question, because it's like, I don't know. It just makes me kind of sad. Because one of them is, like, a fantastic magical ability, and the other one's just, like, everybody should be able to eat before they play. But like honestly, my gut instinct was like food.
Yeah. Well, we have got deep.
I think definitely the instruments to pocket size would be the most beautiful wish.
I don't really like to eat before I play. We have if it was like free McDonald's on the way home.
If I could eat for free for the rest of my life, I maybe would choose that over shrinking.
I think that'd be a smart call. Yeah, that'd save you literally thousands of dollars.
But in terms of how this question is worded, I would definitely choose the instrument shrinkage.
I'm so weak You guys help me out a lot with my amps, but
Madison and I,
every time we're loading, I'm just in complete misery.
Madison and I had to load up the instruments and like gear all by ourselves, and we were just like two little weak infants.
I felt like a wimp when our engineer tonight, Jay Arner, picked up my 4x10 bass cab.
Just with like, his own two
with
arms.
Pinky.
Yeah, with his pinky and twirled it like a basketball.
He's got a big wingspan, though.
Yeah.
Which is
what
think
he's known for.
He is like Jay Wingspan Arner?
So I would grow to the size of Jay Arner. My instruments could stay the same size, but I could lift them and feel really strong.
Whoa. Wow. Now that's an idea. I think I would like to get real big and lift up my drums.
Okay.
Only for the period of lifting them? Otherwise, yeah, you can't.
And then I would play them as a big gorilla.
Because you can't, again, you can't fit into Toast.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Let alone like Avant Garden, forget it.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow. What an uproarious game.
Well, that's how you play Would You Rather. This is CITR 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird Radio. Hell is the program you're listening to. I am live in studio with the band. Yep. And they're looking through some of the questions in Would You Rather. Is that a really tough one?
It's a hair related one.
It's a fiendish one.
Feel free to. Yeah.
If my mom is listening, she should close her ears because it says, would you rather drink a cup of a stranger's saliva or eat all the hair from a stranger's bathtub? I can easily say saliva, hands down. I used to be a janitor, and I've seen some stuff.
Some hair stuff.
Oh. I've seen some hair stuff. I've seen every conceivable, human, so here we are again in the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, moving on.
Every conceivable.
If you're just joining us on
CITR,
this is, yeah. and you're wondering about, this is not the bathroom talk hour. I don't know what it is. This is Live from the Radio Hell.
This is not what my mom
before we walked in here, Craig was like, okay, guys, let's not do bathroom talk.
I was also forbidden from doing bathroom humor as a child, so that's why as an adult, I'm just like, it's just all coming out.
Yeah. Sorry. Really, yeah. But these are realistic things that people talk about. This is a really deep talk show. Yeah. just once again, remind everybody that Yelp is playing tomorrow night at the Toast Collective with Cave Girl, Garbage Dreams, and Be Afraid. What time do you think it starts around?
8:30.
8:30.
Yeah. Music at 8:30. Yeah.
Yeah. Early show.
And I think we're up first.
I think maybe.
Yeah.
There's talks in the gear thread. You know how that is.
Yeah. 8:30. And when does and when do the breakdancers start?
The breakdancers. they're in between.
I like to think they're going to be on that riser behind the bands the entire time.
Yeah. I can't wait, honestly.
Perfect. At the Toast Collective, it's Kingsway and Fraser-ish. You can look for that and search for that. And what any other plans from the band other than the soon-to-be February 4th release of
the new single.
The new single.
Oh, yeah, we should mention that will be coming out also excitingly on Cuchabata Records, a record collective out of Montreal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Can you tell me
cool
a bit
stuff.
About that? I'm not too familiar with it.
They're just we kind of just found them googling around, looking at who is putting out weird music, googling about, and we ended up getting in touch with David from Cuchabata, and he was into what we're doing. It's a non-traditional record label. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just a recording collective, but they're quite active out in Montreal. They put on a little festival,
nice,
and do some
compilations,
and do some tape distribution. Yeah. So we're excited to.
When is that coming out, do you?
Yeah, that's also coming out soon. Yeah. So we're putting in the tape order. order in the next couple of days. Yeah, but hopefully March.
Yeah. Is it the same song? It's a different.
So we played all. It'll be the two songs we did with Joe, and then re-releasing the two demo songs we already had out as an EP, four song EP.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And any plans of heading out of town for shows? Maybe Montreal or something.
Love to. Yeah. Yeah. It's,
if again. Maybe one day we'll get a car that's not on death's door.
We've had a hell of a week with our car.
Oh my god.
But anyways, we're gonna, I don't know, we hopefully in the summer, last summer we went to Calgary for Sled Island, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to the island, so hopefully we can do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And think about maybe once we have something, a physical thing to sell, maybe doing some more extensive touring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, it'd be so sweet to go down to the States.
Yeah. To figure that
nice.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to interrupt and let all the listeners know that Craig is wearing a t-shirt that says music is what feelings sound like in three different fonts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought this at a putt-putt place in just outside
was
of Comox.
Was it Coombs?
I maybe Coombs, BC, yeah.
No, it's the one by Miracle Beach.
Okay.
If anyone's looking for one, yeah, it's by the mini golf at Miracle Beach.
We'll get a picture up on an order and info on our Facebook page.
Can I sell it on your show tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's our bootleg pipe merch.
Perfect. And what was I talking about? Yeah, so any other shows coming up other than tomorrow's?
We're playing that Gamelon thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah, we're playing at the Wise Hall.
At the Wise Hall.
What's that about?
It's a Gamelon band. I believe they're trained. They work with like a Balinese teacher. I've never seen them, but they're large. It's an old high school chum of mine, Sean Sakia. And he's asked us to play. I think there's going to be, was it a Portuguese fado band? Is that how you say that?
I'm not
great with my world music knowledge. But anyways, we're doing a real eclectic bill.
That
would be interesting to see how we fit in. The Wise Hall in March.
Yeah, that sounds right. Do you know if we're playing upstairs or downstairs?
I think at the big hall.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, I'd assume like so, because it's like a 20-person. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a wild one.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah.
Is there any others are immersing?
We probably have another show we're forgetting about.
I feel like
we
are, but I'm too, nervous.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, it doesn't seem like you have a hard time, like, doing shows and finding it, playing in Sea Island. You played at the Victory Square Block Party.
That was a lot of fun.
Such a good lineup.
Yeah, yeah, you got a lot of fun things, like, you did already.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still waiting for that single, but, before that, yeah. So, I mean, are you looking to maybe do Sea Island again, or you don't know?
Yeah, we'll definitely apply.
We'll apply. I don't know
Last year, we definitely had an advantage because of, like, the deer hoof curation. I think they were, in general, going for a bit more of, like, a weirdo thing.
Yeah.
It was like, every band we really saw was crazy
proggy
weird.
Sled
it was
island
so cool.
Last year.
Yeah.
We felt pretty normal for...
Yeah, we were, like, out of place.
Also, after... watching a lot of the bands, we were like, oh my god, we need to step our game up. Yeah, we need to practice
a lot
more.
Of really
who did you like that that you
Gorilla Toss is like my favorite band ever now. They're so cool.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Big Team,
we saw them twice
and their
sets were totally different.
Big Team opened for them the second time we
saw
them.
Big Team from Montreal, they were awesome.
Yeah, so good.
Prissy Whip
yeah.
from California,
oh my
they
gosh.
Were awesome. We got to play with them after Sled here in Van.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Yeah. No, that's
lots
awesome.
Of good ones.
But yeah, we'll see. I don't know who the guest curator is this time, if they're going to be going for a different thing.
Anyways, we'll throw our...
I hope it's like a rap rock curation, because then we'll like definitely also get in there.
Because of the
chili
efforts.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's our
full circle.
Perfect. I don't even know when that happens. Like with the... It should be... I guess it's in like...
June.
So it should be... Yeah. Yeah,
applications are open
right now.
Yeah. We got to do it.
Yeah, we
got to. Music Waste, too. Music Waste.
Oh, yeah, they just opened their applications.
The very most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah,
in
that
Vancouver.
Was so fun.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yes, and you did Music Waste, too. Yes, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, Jay, for sound engineering tonight.
Thanks, Jay. It's a real thrill. We're big Jay Arner fans, so it's really cool to have him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jay will be playing tomorrow in Garbage Dreams.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that the Bandcamp you have is yep.bandcamp.com, and it's just YEP, there's no A in it, I guess.
It's not yeep. Yap, it's not
it's
yep.
It's not yeep.
Yep. So just
no yaps.
Yeah. And the Facebook, and as we talk about the Facebook, is Red Hot Chili Yeppers.
You can
not making it easy.
You
can
also just type yep into the search
bar.
Yeah,
fair enough. And feel free to send the band all your favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers photos.
Yes.
Maybe not. There may be a lot of sleeves or whatever, socks.
There's probably some explicit images.
Yeah.
I don't want to see
don't
that.
Send
yeah,
those
no,
to
that's okay. Yeah.
Only clean, only certified clean RHCP pics. I had to really think about that acronym.
And yes, tomorrow night at the Toast Collective. And also feel free to ask the band what their favorite Metal Gear Solid character is, as Jay was saying.
They're not gamers. I only have the favorite one.
I can name one character.
I gamed today.
Huh?
I gamed today.
You gamed today? What did you game?
Madison's Sims. Back on Sims. And it's a real issue at home.
Sims, like the 4 or whatever the new one. Yeah,
yeah, there's this thing where it's like Sims 4 for $5 for a few days.
So I played the old ones, but it seems like I have to go to the bathroom all the time. Is the new
it's
one the
really,
sim?
It's like half of the game.
It is a bathroom simulator.
Oh, he's going to the bathroom.
No, the bathroom again. All right,
it's
that's
your
good.
Nightmare.
We can't.
It just goes back. Thank you so much for coming in. That was fantastic.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
Sorry. The bathroom keeps coming up, but we will. Yeah.
I'm banned from radio.
Yep. Go catch him tomorrow night on the internet and everywhere. Yes. Thank you. And coming up next is Copy and Paste. That's happening in half an hour's time. Until then, this is more Be Afraid playing tomorrow night at the Toast Collective along with Yep.
Yeah.